This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdulmumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I hope everyone is doing amazing. I hope that our Ramadan is going amazing. So, if you're new here, I just want you to know that this space is for productive minds who want to become better, and we talk on books, we talk on productivity, and we talk on how to become a better entrepreneur. But for the next, or for the last, for 3 episodes now, we're basically doing like a Ramadan series, because like I'm a Muslim and like we're in the month of Ramadan, and you know, just to set the tone for Muslims basically. And on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my hijab story, and yeah, my question today is going to be, why is it that some Muslim women wear scarves, some people wear kimar, some people wear jilbabs, some even wear niqabs? So if you're not a Muslim, like niqabs is like, okay, just think of a niqab like a face mask. So some people, you don't see their face basically, maybe just their eyes or something. And some don't even wear at all, and they would still say they are Muslims. And to be honest, I don't have the answer to that question. I'm not in the perfect position to answer that question. I'm just here to tell my own story, because everybody has a story basically as to, you know, the hijab. And maybe some people don't have, but I do have a story as to the hijab. So yeah, here's my story. So basically, I did not used to wear the hijab like growing up. Like, how do I start my story? Okay, growing up, like, yeah, we were made to wear the hijab when we wanted to go to Islamia. And then, you know, I went to like a Christian primary school. I wouldn't call it a Christian primary school, but the owner was a Christian. So we still did like Islamic studies in that school. But basically, like, there were more Christians than Muslims. And, you know, we had this assembly where we'd sing like Christian songs, stuff like that. And so like in the school, we didn't used to cover our hair, and like throughout primary school. So going to the school, when I'm going to school, I don't cover my hair. And then, fast forward, going to secondary school, I went to a boarding school, and my boarding school, we only had like a cap, like a beret, where we would use that. And like, obviously, like, I didn't always wear my beret. And like, so basically, I'm just trying to tell you that like I didn't always wear the hijab from small, okay, except maybe when I'm going to the masjid or I'm going to Samia, you get that kind of thing. So that's when I really did wear the hijab, like compulsory, like, because you had to wear it. If not, like, how would you just go there? Like, it was, you're going to be looking insane, honestly. And so, even when I was in boarding school, I literally like dress like in ways like you would not believe, because like, if especially if you know me now, if I'm telling this story, like, you might not believe it, but like, I didn't used to really like be this Muslim girl who literally dressed the way we were supposed to dress. Initially, I just thought that, okay, yeah, covering your hair, why not? But I didn't really used to see that. I didn't used to understand why, okay, maybe you couldn't wear trousers or stuff like that. Like, I did used to wear it, so I'm just basically trying to tell you that, like, nobody's like perfect. I wasn't pious. I'm not still pious. Maybe some things have changed, but I'm not trying to tell you I'm a good person. Honestly, only God knows who is good and who is bad. But basically, I'm just trying to tell you that like some of these things that people do now, maybe you see them and you judge them. I did it. So that's why, like, when I see some people doing some certain things, I'm just like, I passed this phase, something like that. And then fast forward, when I went to school, I think my hijab story actually started when I tried getting admission. Now, when I tried getting admission, or when I tried getting admitted into the university, because I used to hear of like, okay, there was cultism and everything, you actually like, and they were always like, maybe like, how do I say this? I used to hear of stories, I used to read books and everything. So you'd hear of, like, maybe a guy liked somebody, maybe the guy is a cultist, and maybe the girl now did something, they will now, like, I just used to hear, like, weird stuff. So in my mind, I was like, ah, if I'm going to university, I'm going to go and dress like Eleha or, like, all these niqabis, like, people that used to wear the niqab, so nobody would see my face, so that I just go on my own, something like that. So, like, that was, like, the intention. Honestly, and the intention was just because, so that, like, I'm just going to avoid drama of people and everything. But then, that was the intention, but even at that, like, I just still wore my normal clothes and, like, you know, just still my normal self, like, and then I was using the scarf, yes, I just used this veil, wherever I was going to, yeah, I used to cover my head. When I actually did get into the university, I still dressed however I used to dress, and I think what really changed was I met two people, and, you know, they are, like, hijabis, so, like, they wear this long hijab down, and they wear the gloves, and they wear the socks, and we were just having a conversation one day, and basically, you know, I was just like, oh my god, you guys are trying, that kind of thing. I don't want to call their names, but then they know themselves, and they're just like, oh, it's not really that serious, that kind of thing, that blah blah. They're just like literally saying that it was not really a big deal, you'd actually do what you want to do, like, when you're ready to do it. So then I just like, okay, let me just, like, I think I want to start wearing the hijab. You know, actually, like, was when I got into the university, I was like, I think I want to start wearing the hijab, sha. And it was just a joke. And then I told one person, I'm like, okay, I want to start wearing the hijab. And I told that person. I had a hijab. I think I had two hijabs at that time, because, like, I used to use the scarf. And I became a multi-billion-dollar hijabi person, because, like, the people I literally told, everybody brought hijab for me. Like, it was so unbelievable. And, like, I don't know if I was shocked or I was amazed as to how, like, you know, people really cared about, like, maybe, because, like, I just told them randomly and everybody just brought the hijab for me, and then I just started wearing it anyways. I just, like, okay, yeah, I started wearing it. And when I started wearing it, I became so used to it that I could not wear it now. Like, after weeks. In fact, people that had seen me before I started wearing the hijab could not imagine me not wearing the hijab, because they got used to me wearing the hijab. And the funniest part of everything was, even when I started wearing the hijab, I literally now started getting compliments that I never got when I didn't used to wear the hijab. Like, it was as if, I'm not capping actually. Like, it was as if to them I became more beautiful when I started wearing the hijab. Because, like, everywhere, like, literally one girl, like, stopped me one time. I was like, oh my god, mashallah, you're so beautiful. I'm like, ah. I was like literally shocked, because I'm like, what's going on? She gets. And, like, even my secondary school friends, when they saw my pictures, that kind of thing, like, maybe we were just doing, like, a, like, maybe, like, everybody was just trying to, like, oh, how are you, that kind of thing. Like, they were just, like, so amazed, like, okay, Hikma, you have changed, you're looking so fine. I just felt like, okay, well, like, it was just so amazing, honestly, like. And then, like, with the hijab again, like, I literally got closer to Allah. Like, I wish to relive that transition point in my life, because I felt like I was just so close to Allah at that point that, like, I don't know if I was, but then it just, the feeling, I felt more at peace with myself. I felt more happy. I really just felt something I had never felt before in my life. And I think it was at that point I was like, I said to myself that, I think I'm now a Muslim because I was born and brought up a Muslim. I'm now a Muslim because I want to be a Muslim. Like, because, like, I think I was already of the age where even if I decided to change, maybe my parents and I would just fight, and eventually, but, like, you know that kind of thing when you're not forced to do something. My mother never beat me to start wearing the hijab. Nobody ever beat me in my family. It was just something that, like, just the acts of two girls that just literally changed my life. And honestly, when I think about these people, like, they were the most amazing people ever. Like, literally, like, okay, we do this fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. Yeah, if you're Muslim, you know. And so those times, if, for example, I was fasting, and let's say we were hanging out together, me and these girls, they would literally, like, be struggling. Like, okay, no, I'm not going to buy what you're going to use to break, so that I'll get, like, rewards too. Do you understand? And then, like, the way they made Islam seem so beautiful, it was something I had never seen before in my life. And It just made me want to learn more. It just made me want to become a better Muslim. It just made me want to become a better person. It just made me want to learn more about Islam, know Islam too. Like, how, like, I just wanted to be more knowledgeable. And, you know, I felt like this just changed my life, honestly. And then, you know, from then, even when I wanted to go out, depending on the event, I started, like, making sure that, like, I was wearing the proper hijab. Now, hijab basically just means, like, okay, maybe a veil, something like that. But, like, we have criterias that the hijab must follow. And one of it is, like, you must not, whatever you're wearing must not be transparent. You know, as a woman, everybody, the woman and the man has their, like, they have their own hijab. So for the woman, like, your clothing must not be transparent. It must not be too flashy. It must, like, cover everywhere. You understand? Like, okay, maybe your face, some people, like, honestly, there are controversies, but some people say your face has to be covered. Some people say your face doesn't have to be covered. Your hands have to be covered. But basically, the one that, like, is generally accepted, some people, like, it's mostly acceptable that, okay, you can open your face, you can open your wrists to your, like, your fingers, your ankles. Some people say you should wear socks. Basically, there are just a lot of things. But for now, I'm still, like, growing. I'm still learning, honestly, and I'm not perfect. I don't think I'm anywhere there yet. But I'm just like, I just feel like I just had to share this story because maybe some people will be surprised, or when I tell people that, like, okay, this thing they are doing, I've done it before, they don't believe me. Maybe, I don't know, like, why would I lie about something like that? I don't know. They don't believe me until maybe I show them a picture, you get, and they'll be like, oh, okay, Hikma, is this really you, you know? And yeah, I just hope that, like, with this whole story that I have told, the basic thing is, depending on where you are at in your hijab journey, don't, like, first of all, don't judge people, because you don't know who is better in the sight of Allah, honestly. And then, you, if you're trying to work on yourself, just try to learn more. Don't, like, how do I say this, Bab? Don't start wearing the hijab and stop. It's better for you to not even wear it than when you start wearing it, to keep on wearing it for the rest of your life. Do you understand? Then for you to now start and stop. That's why, like, you shouldn't wait for someone to push you. It has to come from within. Like, nobody beat me to start wearing the hijab, you get? It was from myself. So that's why, like, I cannot just wake up one morning and stop, because I will never be comfortable, maybe, like, exposing my arms as a woman, that kind of thing. And see, don't make this society, because, like, this society that we are today would make you feel like you're an extremist. Yeah, this. Blah, 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 blah. Allah must stand, honestly. Just do your best. And I just pray that Allah would help everybody and, you know, help you achieve whatever you want to achieve in this deen. Because, honestly, you're just trying to do everything for your akhirah. Like, you're just trying to make sure that you get to Jannah at the end of the day, because you can't come to Nigeria and now, you know, no enter Jannah. It's going to be bad, fam. So, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope that you really took something from this episode. I'm not trying to say I'm perfect. I'm not trying to say I'm a good person now or anything like that. I'm still learning, honestly. I just wanted to share this story because I felt like it has been in my chest for a really long while. And yeah, even my mom was really proud of me because she never, ever, ever expected it. And that was when she told me that it was, the hijab was something she had always wanted to put on. You understand? But she never really, like, literally, like, just started putting on the hijab. Do you get? And then when she saw me, like, she just had to tell me, like, her own goals that time when she was very young, and she was so proud of me. Like everybody in my family, like, just looks at me, I'm like, Hikma, wow. I think my sister is one of the people that, like, oh my God, they cannot believe the transition. So just do your best, and inshallah, Allah will help you. So until next time, guys, make sure you subscribe, you know, do what you have to do, and just give us a rating. Thank you so much. Jazakumullahu khairan to everybody that listens to this Ramadan series, and I really hope it helps you. Thank you. Bye.